Hi from Speak More Clearly. Welcome to this audio training lesson. So in this audio lesson, we're going to have a look at words that have silent W's in them. So words that you don't want to pronounce the W in. So before I go into the words, or we practice the words, there's a rule that you need to know, and that is when a word is spelt with a W and an R for rabbit at the beginning, W-R, the W is always silent in this spelling combination. Let's practice a few of these words. There are lots and lots of words that start with W and R in English, but we'll just do a few at the moment. So some of these you may already know, and then there are going to be some other words later on as well. So wherever you see a WR at the beginning of a word, it is said, the W is silent and the R for rabbit is said. So make sure you're pronouncing the R correctly for whichever accent you're going for in English. Okay, so don't flick. It's not a r and it's not a r. It's r, yeah? So the first word is wrap. Wrap. So no w. They wrap the sandwich every day. Wrap. And the next word is wrist. Wrist. She wore a lovely bracelet on her wrist. And the next word is right. Right. They write many stories in class. Right. And the next word is wrong. He didn't realize that he got it wrong. Wrong. And the next one is wrench. Now this word has two meanings. One is a tool that you use to turn a nut or a pipe, and the other meaning, that's the noun, and the other meaning, wrench, when it's a verb, is to pull something away. So when it's a noun, they used the wrench to turn the giant screw or nut. Wrench. And when it's a verb, he wrenched the paper from her hand, or he wrenched the window frame from the wall. To wrench. Okay. Next word is wriggle. Wriggle. Don't wriggle around so much. Very good. Now we're going to do some more words. These are not WR words. So the first word is two, T-W-O. That one you probably already know. But often people say answer because they see the W there when the W is silent in the word answer. Answer. If you're doing the American, answer. Yeah, but the W is still silent. The next word is sword. They fought with a sword. S-O-R-D. The W, it's not sword. And the next word is awful. Awful. And the next word is awry. A-W-R-Y, awry. Their plans went awry. When something goes awry, it means there's a turn for the worst. Something goes wrong. Their well-made plans went awry. No W in there. And a place in England, Norwich. Norwich, not Norwich. And there are some words that have WH at the beginning and the W is silent there. Whole. They ate the whole cake. Who. Whose. Great work. Okay. They are the words that we practice today. Also, in the article, there's a link to another training lesson that I made with words that have silent P's in them. Okay. Good practicing and bye for now.